Couple things. Congress does have a really low vote approval rating. In fact, latest approval ratings have Congress at 7%. Gaddafi had 13% approval rating. And you know what they did to him. So I got to watch my back. You know what? I will tell you, I would be dishonest with you if I told you I wasn't frustrated. Okay? I don't take 4 plane rides a week to go beat my head against a brick wall. I didn't run for Congress because I wanted to spend 3 days in D.C. and 3 days in Illinois. I want to solve problems. I want to fix things. I want to get some stuff done. I want to make America, continue to make America the best place on the face of the world, and the face of the earth, and make sure we get out in front of some of these challenges. I can only control me. And what I tell constituents when they come to Washington, D.C. is I say, who's your representative? Do you have a relationship with them? And do you talk to them about what you want to see in government like you're talking to me? Because I would submit to you that Congress is a reflection of society. We are a reflection of our constituents. You may not agree with everything I do. You may not agree with anything that I do. But if I do things that are inconsistent with the majority of my constituents enough, I'll be replaced, and rightfully so. I would argue that part of our challenge in our country is that our population has become hyperpartisan. And this goes for both political parties. If you're liberal, you like MSNBC. If you're conservative, you like Fox. Okay? So, and I get entertainment value out of flipping between the two. Because I'm in the Capitol watching this happen, and then I come home and I go, really, is that what happened? You know? And so we love to listen to the echo chamber. We love to go to coffee with the people who think like us. We love to go to work and only talk to the people who think like us. And so, and then, of course, the way our system is designed, we go through a process called redistricting every 10 years, and he who holds the keys and the power in the pen draw districts to favor themselves. And so constituents don't pick their representatives. Representatives pick their constituents. And we go from Republicans being in hyper-Republican districts, Democrats being in hyper-Democrat districts, and you get members of Congress then try to placate to their base. And it becomes more and more difficult for us to get things done in the center. Now, I joke with some of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. I'm a Republican from Illinois. If I don't work with Democrats, I don't get anything done. And I would probably say the best experience for me was serving 4 years on a public school board. Because if you can deal with angry moms and teachers' unions, you can deal with just about anything. But it taught me the art of compromise, and not compromise in the sense that you're compromising what you stand for, but accepting the fact that in your relationship with your spouse, in the relationship at work, you don't get everything that you want. And so whether you were President Reagan, President Bush, President Clinton, you have to give and take. You're not going to get everything.